The numbers are not anything near what they should be. And, you know, if you compare them, the numbers I have there, 2017 was just over 3,000 people visiting New Mills. In the same year, there was over 28,000 at Glebe Gallery, and there was over 212,000 at Glenveagh, and almost 56,000 at Donegal Castle. So it's way out of sync with those other facilities. So, and, you know, if you take it at Glenveagh and Glebe Gallery in particular, could be a part of a similar sort of route, taking in New Mills, and should be complementing one another. But that's not really happening. One of the things that comes up about New Mills is that there's no shop there, there's no coffee facilities, there's no souvenir shop. And the OPW have already bought two buildings, they bought them almost 10 years ago. Across the way there was the pub and the shop there, and but they haven't been converted. So I'm asking now that the council work with OPW to get that work done. They were bought for that reason, but yet they've been sitting there for 10 years and nothing has been done. So I think, you know, you could easily, very, very quickly, quadruple the number of people going to New Mills, and it would still be a modest figure. As well, I think that we should change the season a bit, so that to allow schools a chance to tour there, because it's a fantastic facility and it's educational, and it would be great for schools to go to. But because it's open from June until the end of September, it makes it very, very difficult to do that. If it was open after St. Patrick's Day, well, then it would be easier for schools to go as part of around Easter time. And equally, if it stayed open until around Halloween, it would facilitate that as well. But I think, you know, we're nowhere near making the best of New Mills, and it's a great, great facility to have on our doorsteps in Letterkenny. And, you know, I would urge local people to go out and see it as well, because one of the things that I'm hearing is that people from Letterkenny are not visiting it very much, but it's well worth a visit.
From the point of view of the two buildings that were bought by Donegal County Council, it has been suggested today that they're quite close, in fact, practically on the main road, in terms of a health and safety perspective, if a new shop, etc., were to be situated there. But you do feel that there are ways around that?
Well, I would ask that engineers and people that know these things look at that. I mean, if that was the case, why did they buy the two buildings to begin with? I mean, and they functioned there as a pub and as a shop, and they functioned for years. So I can't see why they can't function now. You know, if it needs pedestrian crossings, if it needs lights, whatever safety measures it needs, surely we're capable of doing that.